Andirons
is what the word I was finding. Yes, not andirons was the word I knew.
Was that the word you knew?
And it was, of course, I picked up the dog irons from her, which probably came from her. And I'll never understand where the dog irons came from.
Dog, what's the dog part? I don't know.
Dog irons. I just wondered what that was.
Well, the shelf, like on old-fashioned fireplaces, up above the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. We call it mantle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody call it a fireboard?
Never. Yeah. I don't believe I ever did.
And have you ever heard of a name for great big piece of wood that you might put in the fireplace that would burn for like several days?
No, I never did.
Backlog?
I've heard the backlog, now we never used one like that.
Mm-hmm. But you have heard.
I think possibly that was not in the type of fireplaces we were used to. Mm-hmm. See, ours was used about like we use ours, really.
Mm-hmm.
Not just really for heating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be another thing for heating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And small pieces of wood that you'd use to start a fire, you call that?
That's kindling. Mm-hmm.
And then when you have to clean out a fireplace, you have to clean out the. To get what you have to clean out of it, the
coals. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not coals, really. It's ashes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the black stuff that forms inside.
Which is a soot.
And you refer to what you're sitting in as a.
Well, a chair or a rocker.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were, like you were talking about, like in the parlor, you said you had like a big. Sofa, I think you said that
we did not call it a sofa in those days. We called it a Davenport.
Oh, that's what you called it.
Yes.
Then.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I was wondering about.
And it was the kind that you get on and it slides off. I suppose it was. It wasn't horsehair. Ours was, I believe, leather.
Oh, it was.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And I remember how slick that thing was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And hard. Oh.
And how hard it was. Yeah.
Maybe it discouraged company. I don't know.
Uh huh. Uh-huh. Well, now was there a difference between? Was there something called a sofa? Then?
Not in those days that I remember.
Just everything like
I think
that,
probably
that
everybody called that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And another, well, like in the bedroom, something that you would have in a house like that with drawers in it to put clothes in.
In those days they were called chiffer robe.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that word?
Mm-hmm.
And so I hadn't thought of it in years.
Yeah, and that's what you refer to. And what now? Would that have a mirror over it?
No, usually you had a separate dresser.
Oh, you had that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what about at the windows?
You had just regular shades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And did he have built-in room to hang your closet?
Enclosed? Yes. Usually you'd have a closet in a bedroom, closet.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, in a family that large, there was never enough closets.
Never enough.
So you'd have maybe a little improvised thing on the back of a closet door,
mm-hmm.
where you could just keep it out of sight. But or you had I don't know the word for that now. There, the kind that opens up. You have two doors that open out. I can't think what those things are. Wardrobes, what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They had those too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what about, at the top of the house, just under the space between the top of the house and the roof, you referred to that as?
We had an attic. And all houses had those in those days. Just about them, huh?
Yeah.
It's where kids played.
Did you ever hear it called a loft?
Yes, I've heard, not in a house, I never did,
not
of course.
Not in a house.
Mm-mm. No, it would be if you had even in town, some people had what they called a barn.
Oh, even in town?
Yeah, because before my time, it wasn't either. No, it wasn't before my time. My mother had a cow.
Oh, yeah.
Even there, and it was in the middle of town.
In the middle of town.
If you had a barn, then you had a loft of a thing.
Oh, that would be in it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you kept cow food, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was very common that people...
Yeah, mm-hmm. They had a cow, and I know I've heard Blunk's mother say that they did have.
Uh-huh.
Because it was their milk supply.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
even like you say, right, be right in town, but no one thought anything about it.
Yeah. What about a little room off the kitchen to store